And voters in San Diego will choose a new mayor next week. The office has been vacant since mid-July when the last mayor quit amid corruption allegations. Whoever is elected on Tuesday will inherit a massive budget deficit, a fractious city government, and the ongoing scrutiny of federal investigators. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
You might ask why anyone would want the job of leading America's seventh largest city. San Diego has a $1.4 billion deficit in its pension fund. It doesn't have enough money to make basic street repairs, and the city's finances are under investigation by both the Securities and Exchange Commission and the Justice Department.
7 or 8 years ago, we were considered one of the best governed cities in the entire country. How did the wheels fall off so quickly?
Political scientist Steve Erie of UC San Diego says the city government has been squeezed between residents' fierce opposition to new taxes and their demand for high-quality services. To help bridge that gap, the city underfunded employees' pensions for most of the last decade, and now the bills are coming due. One Wall Street bond rating firm says the challenge for San Diego is more political than economic. In a May report, the Fitch Rating Service said the city has a robust economy, but needs, quote, strong leadership and political consensus. Those are two other areas in which San Diego has been running a deficit.
There are larger backdrops here. One backdrop is that this is a city that has been red that is going blue. It is becoming a Democratic city. This is partly a titanic battle for the future of San Diego.
In less than 2 months, a charter change takes effect, giving San Diego's incoming mayor broad new executive powers. What panics some members of the city's business establishment is that new mayor could be City Councilwoman Donna Frye. She's a Democrat, a longtime environmental activist, and the co-owner of a surf shop. Last year, Frye surprised many with a write-in campaign that almost unseated the incumbent mayor, and she was the top vote-getter in this year's July primary. After a more conservative candidate was eliminated in the primary, those nervous business leaders threw their support behind former police chief Jerry Sanders. He's a moderate Republican who bills himself as a turnaround specialist. The two candidates actually agree on many social issues, and they've proposed similar austerity plans for the city government. The biggest difference between the two is taxes. Frye has taken the political gamble of calling for a sales tax increase as part of her recovery plan, while Sanders says that's premature.
I would not ask taxpayers to raise taxes to bail the council out of bad decisions they've made over the last 5 years.
Both candidates describe themselves as agents for a fresh start in San Diego. Here's Donna Frye during a televised debate this week.
I represent the new San Diego, and I'm anxious to begin that. And I want to change the way the city of San Diego has done business in the past. My opponent represents the old San Diego.
Sanders quickly countered that Frye is part of old San Diego because she has the support of organized labor. It's little wonder both candidates want to distance themselves from San Diego's rocky recent past and look towards a future that's brighter than the murky present. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.